What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Layoffs start to hit more of corporate America, moving beyond the tech industry.
You just see a really wide range of corporate actions at this point, acknowledging the fact, you know, there still is a very tight labor market in many ways. But at the same time, some companies overextended themselves and others are having to pull back in anticipation of slowing demand.
And GDP growth slowed at the end of last year, what it could mean for the Federal Reserve. Plus, why more high-earning men are spending less time in the boardroom. It's Thursday, January 26th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. Rising interest rates and high inflation slowed the economy in the final quarter of 2022. The Commerce Department says U.S. GDP grew at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 2.9% in the final months of last year, down slightly from 3.2% the previous quarter. The pace of consumer spending slowed and business investment grew at a weaker rate. The U.S. labor market, however, is still strong, with jobless claims near historic lows. Many economists are still concerned about a possible recession, fearing the Federal Reserve's plan to slow the economy by raising rates will lead to broad spending cutbacks and job losses. In just a few minutes, we'll talk more about how layoffs are spreading beyond the tech sector. Struggling home goods retailer Bed Bath & Beyond says banks have now cut off its credit lines after it defaulted and that it doesn't have the funds to repay them. According to a securities filing, the retailer has $550 million in loans outstanding from banks led by J.P. Morgan, as well as $375 million from a facility provided by Sixth Street Partners. Bed Bath & Beyond warned earlier this month that it might file for bankruptcy protection. U.S. authorities have disrupted the ransomware network known as Hive, seizing its servers. Ransomware is a type of malicious code that blocks a victim's access to their own computer files. Hackers then demand payment to release those files. The Hive group often targeted hospitals, hindering patient care. Authorities and cybersecurity experts have called it one of the most prolific and dangerous cybercriminal actors in years. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said FBI agents infiltrated Hive's network to identify victims and restore access to their systems.
For months, we helped victims defeat their attackers and deprived the Hive network of extortion profits. Simply put, using lawful means, we hacked the hackers.
Officials did not announce arrests, but say their investigation is still underway. The crowded race for a California Senate seat just got a little busier. Representative Adam Schiff announced today that he's throwing his hat into the ring for the seat currently held by Senator Dianne Feinstein, who has not yet announced whether she plans to run again. Schiff is among the most prominent Democratic critics of former President Donald Trump. He says his platform is about standing up for democracy and fighting for working families. Other candidates vying for the seat include Representatives Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. The U.S. carried out a sprawling joint military exercise this week with Israeli forces stretching out from the Mediterranean Sea and up to outer space. Our Middle East correspondent Dion Nissenbaum was aboard the U.S. aircraft carrier, and he says the two militaries fired nearly 180,000 pounds of live munitions over 4 days.
That's the sound of a U.S. jet fighter roaring over the USS George H.W. Bush, the aircraft carrier that was at the heart of this joint military exercise between Israel and the U.S., designed to demonstrate their ability to carry out operations, and a reminder to folks in the region that while the U.S. is focused on the war in Ukraine, they're not forgetting about their allies in the Middle East. Officially, this exercise wasn't about Iran, but the subtext was clear. Aboard the carrier, I did have a chance to talk to General Herzi Halevi, the new chief of staff for the Israeli military. This is what he said.
We shape it in order to bring a very clear message to Iran. If Iran makes mistakes, offense capabilities are getting ready. And of course, our defense capabilities are in a very good readiness all the time.
The exercise comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken prepares to visit Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank this weekend. And 5 former police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, have been arrested and charged with second-degree murder following the death of Tyree Nichols, a black man who died 3 days after a traffic stop earlier this month. Nichols' family says he was beaten beyond recognition. The 5 former officers are also black and were fired after the incident. The Shelby County District Attorney's Office did not immediately respond to requests for comment, and the county's medical examiner's office has not released autopsy results. Coming up, Dow Chemical, IBM, and SAP join the wave of companies laying off thousands of workers. We'll discuss what shifted for corporate executives after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
We've been talking a lot on this show lately about the wave of layoffs hitting the tech sector. Now, they're spreading more broadly throughout corporate America, with manufacturer 3M, Dow Chemical, and others announcing plans to trim staff amid a possible economic downturn. It marks a shift in thinking for many corporate leaders who, not so long ago, were struggling to hire and retain workers during the height of the pandemic. Joining me now with more on this is Wall Street Journal special writer Teo Francis. Hi, Teo. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
So, Teo, let's start with that sea change for many corporate leaders. What is behind their shift in thinking to go from trying to retain workers to now cutting jobs? What did you hear from the CEOs you spoke to?
Really, what you're hearing is a mix of things, right? Some companies are still hiring. There's still a lot of job openings out there, but you definitely are seeing these announcements about layoffs. You're seeing companies, you know, in the tech industry, which have been laying workers off for a few months now, but you're also seeing other companies join them. 3M is one. Also IBM, which, although it's clearly a consulting firm in many ways now and caters to the tech industry or is tied to the tech industry. Dow Chemical, Dow Inc., said that it would lay off several thousand people. So you're seeing it spread beyond, you know, what's typically thought of as the core tech industry. One thing to keep in mind is that January is always the worst month for layoffs. The question is, how widespread is it and how much is it beyond that routine pattern?
And you mentioned that there are some companies who are so far bucking this trend in corporate America. What's their situation? Walmart is one of those, for example.
Yeah, Walmart said that it's raising pay in order to try to have a bigger pool of workers to draw from, especially entry-level workers or new employees. General Electric has been cutting aerospace jobs and is laying off 2,000 workers from its wind turbine business, but it's hiring in other areas. And in fact, the CEO has been making no bones about the fact that if people know any welders or machinists, he wants to hear about it, or his company wants to hear about it. You're also seeing CSX Corporation, the big railroad. They said they've reached a target of about 7,000 employees in a key sector of their employees that essentially run the trains, operate the trains. And they reached that at the beginning of this year, but they do plan to keep hiring and hiring several hundred more people in those roles. You just see a really wide range of corporate actions at this point, acknowledging the fact, you know, there still is a very tight labor market in many ways. But at the same time, some companies overextended themselves and others are having to pull back in anticipation of slowing demand.
Yes, and to that point, what can you tell us about how this wave of corporate layoffs may compare or contrast to what we've seen so far in the tech industry over the past couple of months?
You know, there's a sort of a widespread understanding among economists and analysts that part of what you're seeing is companies that had really expanded in a big way during the pandemic having to pull back. Transportation and warehousing, tech, retail to some degree, where there was just a boom in demand. And that boom in demand meant a boom in business, a boom in hiring, and now some of that is reversing.
As you mentioned, the labor market has been strong even as the Federal Reserve tries to slow the economy by raising interest rates. How might we see these layoffs in corporate America impact the jobs market?
For the time being, using the kind of backward-looking data that economists tend to have, there's still more job openings than there are unemployed people by about 3.5 million. So that suggests that, assuming, you know, skills are all distributed well, that you know, unemployed people can find jobs. That said, you are starting to see the length of time that people are unemployed is kind of stretching out. In other words, it's taking them longer to find new jobs. That's always a worrying sign from an economic standpoint. So it really depends how that balance plays out, right? If job openings kind of keep pace with layoffs or stay ahead of layoffs, you're still going to see a pretty good job market. People are going to find jobs reasonably quickly, and it may not have a massive effect. If that changes, if the number of job openings falls below the number of unemployed people, or you have a real disconnect in the skill set for the unemployed and the jobs that are available, then you could really see a much bigger impact. One thing that I think is striking is that high interest rates, or higher interest rates and rising interest rates, make it more expensive for companies to invest. But during the pandemic, you had the opposite. You had super low interest rates, and you also had a tight job market. So it was hard to hire people, but cheap to borrow to invest in equipment and automation. And so some of what you may be seeing right now is that companies, when it was hard to fill jobs, even harder than it is now, and cheap to borrow, they were investing in automation and equipment. And guess what? Some automation and equipment displace some jobs, right? They may also create other jobs, but you may be seeing some layoffs in response to the fact that it became cheaper for companies to automate than to hire.
I've been speaking with Wall Street Journal special writer Teo Francis. Teo, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
On tomorrow morning's show, we'll talk about some very different hiring trends playing out among small businesses and how that might affect the Federal Reserve strategy. And finally, in recent years, many of us have been reassessing our relationship with work. Some are even working less, but none have cut back as much as high-earning men who work long hours. According to a new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research, the top-earning 10% of men in the U.S. labor market logged an average of 77 fewer hours last year than in 2019. Women in the same bracket, by comparison, cut back time at work by just 29 hours. Wall Street Journal contributing reporter Courtney Vinopal says working men are looking at the big picture.
These men are realizing that maybe making partner isn't worth the sacrifice of giving up time with your family and with your kids. And so they are willing to take that pay cut in order to spend more time with their families.
But Courtney says that these men are well paid, making more than $140,000 a year. Being able to cut back on hours makes this group the exception, not the rule.
Part of that is because they likely have bargaining power at their jobs. They likely are able to cut back on their hours without worrying too much about their economic livelihoods. That's not the case for low-income Americans necessarily, and you see that in the data because the lowest earning bracket of Americans that was included in the study, they actually increased their hours over the past 3 years.
And that's what's news for this Thursday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.